Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said one solution to the energy problem is to bail up all the government red tape and to use it for fuel. We appreciate this opportunity of study today. We're glad you're listening to Bible Meditations. Let's get back to our study. We've been talking this week about the statements that Paul made when he wrote to the church at Thessalonica and told them to hold fast the tradition that they had received. Now, tradition merely means something handed from one to another. But in this passage, he's not saying hold all the traditions, just things that have passed from one to another that you've heard about. He's talking about things that he had taught them by inspiration. And so the term tradition doesn't tell us the origin. It just simply says something that is handed from one to another. But if they are of origin from God, Paul says hold on to them, hold them fast, and don't allow others to lead you astray from taking these traditions and rejecting them. So as we use that term tradition, we have two ways that it's used in the Bible. We have the way that Paul used it in 2 Thessalonians, and we have also the way that it was used by the people, the Pharisees and the scribes, who came to Jesus, and they were simply trying to, as a result of their feelings and their ideas, to condemn the disciples of the Lord with their human tradition. Jesus simply said, "By this human tradition, you have violated the commandments of God." But some of the tradition, now notice as we're looking again, some of the tradition that has been delivered by God has been rejected by men. Look at some things we ought to be holding to. We ought to be holding to the verbal inspiration of the Bible because that's a God-given tradition. It came from God. The Bible is inspired. We also should recognize the authority of Christ and hold fast to that because that's God-given. We look at Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 through 20, and Jesus said, "All power in heaven and on earth hath been given unto me. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them into the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I'm with you alway, even unto the end of the world." The passage, as we read it just a moment ago, says all power belongs to Jesus in heaven and on earth. We need to recognize that tradition coming from God and be obedient to it. Also, the tradition, and I'm not saying it's a human tradition, a tradition or a teaching that came from God would be that baptism is essential to salvation. Jesus sent his disciples out with the commission, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." Now notice what he says must be done. "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." Do you know, my friends, you really, when you read that statement, could not misunderstand it unless you have a preconceived idea that baptism doesn't have anything to do with salvation. Jesus said, belief and baptism stand equal in regard to salvation. You can't be saved without either one of them. Either be disbelief or a refusal to be baptized, they're equal. And so he tied them together with the coordinate conjunction and that just simply means they belong together, and we must be teaching that. It came from God. In Acts 2 and verse 38, when people said, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" they're obviously asking about their sin. They had just been convinced that they had crucified the Son of God. So their question is, what can we do about our sin? Well, what was the answer? Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins. Now that isn't hard to understand. If I put two things together and say that these things are necessary for something else, we understand that without any problem. Can't understand why it becomes hard for people to understand when the Lord says through the Apostle Peter, repent and be baptized for the remission of sins. Can't understand what the problem is. Why can't we understand that? Well, if we have a preconceived notion, we might, by that human tradition, violate the command of God. That just simply means that we might, by our human tradition, cancel out what God has said. Well, we would fall under the same condemnation that the people did in Matthew 15, when Jesus told them, by their human tradition, they had violated the commandment of God. Friends, the Bible teaches that we must repent and be baptized for the remission of sins. The question is not, is it necessary? The question is, have I held to that which has been delivered by God? In 1 Peter 3 and verse 21, Peter says this, the like figure whereunto even baptism doth also now save us. Now that's very easy to understand, isn't it? Very plain, the Lord wants us to be obedient to that command. I hope you'll think seriously about doing it while you have the opportunity. It's been good to be able to study with you this week. I hope you'll be with us again on Monday. Remember, in the meantime, it was Jesus who said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. We now return you.